Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for taking time to join us on today. We ask that you all please invite others to join us on the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, this terrific Thursday, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Viewing Life Through a Rearview Mirror. It comes from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following our words of encouragement, Brother Griffin will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and Happy New Year to all those who will be listeners. I want to thank Grace Nurture and Grace View and all those who support this telecast. Wish you a Happy New Year and a prosperous New Year at that. Certainly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We want to be mindful and prayerful for all those who live in the D.C. area, whose family members may have experienced a tragedy on yesterday. We pray mightily that everyone will be safe going forward and do all the right things for all the right reasons. You know, today's lesson, I want to encourage us beginning this new year to give us a good jump start and helping us to be able to focus on those things that really are significant and that are spiritually important to all of us. You know, viewing life through a rearview mirror. Many of you, most of you drive a car, have driven a car. Oftentimes, you know, without a rearview mirror, we'd be in a desperate need of being safe. You know, what a joy to watch your past fade into history of being out of sight as you get further and further away from the scene. However, at some point, you and I realize that we must take our sight off the rearview mirror and look forward. Otherwise, we are potentially subject to another crash. Every one of us have a past. Some of us have experienced things we wish we had never been exposed to. And at times, we are even haunted by them. We strive in many ways to outrun or forget what took place yesteryears and oftentimes no avail. In 1 Peter chapter 4, 2 through 4, we are told that the world often reminds you of your past, thus criticizing and reminding you of what you once enjoyed, and thereby attempting to lure you back to where you once were. But the great news is that through Christ Jesus, those old things of our past do pass away, that we can escape or learn to leave our past behind. Thus, as Paul strongly encouraged us to do so, when we read Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, he has these words to say, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after if that which I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, Paul, he does encourage us, not only here in Philippians, but also in the Ephesians letter, in Ephesians chapter 2, and the verse is 3, about verse 5, therein, the apostle has these words to say. It says, wherein times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, where he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have been revived. We have been retrieved. We have been reconciled unto God from our past. Now, there are some things that may have fostered our past, but we want to be able to look in the rearview mirror and watch our past fade into infamy, fade into history. Get to a point that our past no longer has control over our present or our future. But it takes something internally that we must do. We must first adjust our attitudes. Attitudes is something that's positive, negative, or it could be mixed. What it really is an expression of a favorable or unfavorable evaluation of a person, place, or thing, or event. In other words, your attitude towards something is the way that you think and feel about it, especially when this shows in the way you behave. So our attitude has to change. In other words, Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, think on these things, things that are lovely, things that are kind, things that are just, things that are pleasant, things that meant for unity, things that meant for love. Think on these things. So our attitude must change if we are going to move forward. But our behavior is one's conduct or actions before or towards others, especially on a particular occasion. Behavior refers to actions usually measured by commonly accepted standards. In other words, we've got to change the way we behave, private or publicly, if we're going to move forward. We can't justify, oh, well, I was upset, or that's how I am. Well, you know how I can be sometimes. We've got to change our behavior. Our mindset is a way of thinking, an attitude or opinion, especially an habitual one, in which one believes that qualities are carved in stone and have the urgency to prove themselves over and over. Our mindset, we've got to change the way we think about things. Our attitude, our opinion, those habits we have, we've got to change them. Well, I know you always did it this way, but is that the best way, the right way, the godly way to handle yourself? Disposition has to change, fade into history. Dispositions mean the positive or negative way a person views the world. We can't view the world as our enemy, or we can't view the world as subservient to us. We can't view the world as always against us. In contrast, our character is determined by our inner moral value, and our personality reflects what we are like as an individual. It can also mean our tendency or our inclination. Well, when I get upset, this is what I do. When I'm not feeling well, this is how I become. Well, we can no longer have those kind of dispositions going forward. We got to look in our rearview mirror and say, this is how my disposition was. This is how my mindset was. This is how my behavior was. This is how my attitude was. I've left the scene. I'm seeing these attitudes, behaviors, mindsets, dispositions, and one other perspective, a point of view. Everyone can be wrong, and you're always right. A particular way of considering something, to compare something to other things so that it can accurately or fairly be judged. Well, it can't always be our way. We are not the only one that God gave a brain. And so in looking in our rearview mirror, we've got to leave the scene that caused us to be in the loser's bracket or be out of fellowship with God. Whether it be our perspective, our dispositions, our mindset, our behavior, our attitude, we got to view our life through a rearview mirror. We got to drive away from those things. But as we're driving away, we can no longer focus on those things forever. If you're ever driving, you can only look in your rearview mirror for so long, you have to refocus on what's ahead of you. Otherwise, you're going to have another crash. And so today I just want to encourage us in a very simplified way that we need to view life through a rearview mirror. But at some point in time, we've got to look forward. As Paul says, I press forward for the prize of the mark and a high calling of God. We can't look in the rearview mirror forever. but we have to have a rear view mirror experience in order to move forward. May God bless you and may He keep you as we start out our new year. To start off right, the best approach we can give it, that we will be okay with God. Let us pray. Merciful God, we are so thankful for this day and all that you've given to us and all that you bestowed upon us, all that you want us to become. We're so thankful and we're so mindful of you being the great God that you are. We just pray that you continue to be merciful to us, guide us, keep us, protect us, and govern our lives as we submit our will to your will. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow us to view life through a rearview mirror. Allow us to pull away from our past and let our past be in the past so we can move forward and serve you with all our heart. God, and keep us throughout this day. This will be our prayer. In your Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. Let us together say,